Wells with me live, so we'll be hearing some great live music off her newer album and her previous album, and we'll be chatting with her and taking callers. I'm going to breeze through some announcements and some weather, and then we'll get into chatting with Brooksy. Programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is made possible by you, our members, and by the Music Hall, an American treasure for the arts. It's the Seacoast Performing Arts Center that entertains 100,000 patrons annually on Chestnut Street in Portsmouth. Schedule and other information at themusichall.org. From our community calendar, the first Wednesday of every month is Acoustic Jam Night with Chip, and that is at Rice Public Library in Kittery. These sessions take place from 6 to 8 p.m. More information is at 207-439-1553. And if you have an item of interest that you'd like us to include in our community calendar, go to our website, wscafm.org, for guidelines and information. And then you can email us at calendar@wscafm.org. All right. See what we got here for some weather. And my weather is being cranky. Yeah, I'm going to get into talking with Brooksy. We will we'll jump back to the weather. I'm so glad you're here. You have so much energy.
Oh, you're such a beautiful, amazing musician.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Well, I'm glad to be here and glad to be in Portsmouth. It's my new hometown.
Welcome. Welcome. I met Brooksy, I guess, a couple weeks ago, not even 2 weeks ago, probably, and she gave me Down Home Divas, and I've been listening to it. I listened to actually to the entire thing the day you gave it to me, which is very unusual for me. I absolutely loved it. And then she has a newer album. What's the name of your newer album?
No, that's it. That
this
is the newer album.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's not. That's the one that just came out. And actually, the official release date's just been recently. It's November 8th when I did the concert at South Church. I'm sort of considering that my official CD release, although it's been out. You know, you can kind of get, you could have gotten to it in the last month or two.
But I got an advance copy.
You got an
advance
copy. Absolutely.
Excellent. All right. And you are here. I guess you were telling Mark you're from Alexandria, Virginia. Were you in Nashville for a while, too, before you got here?
Actually, I made that record in Nashville, or at least five of the tracks at Rec Room Studios with Ben Surratt, who's Missy Raines' husband. Missy Raines is IBMA Bass Player of the Year for 5 years, and she plays bass on all the tracks of this record, except for the ones where it's just me and the guitar. And I met her through Lisa K. Howard, who is a mandolin player from Washington. She is on WAMU's Bluegrass Country, is a DJ. And I had the privilege of using all women session players on this record. First time in my life I've ever done a record with all women. So it's been a really great experience. And not because, and they happen to all be amazing and beautiful and all that, but they also are some of the best players in the business. So I got very lucky and I'm really happy about the results, and it's getting really good response.
Excellent, excellent. So we're going to hear a song from that. This is called Janglin'. What's the story behind this song?
I wrote this song when I was a real young girl, and it got me, it helped me to get a record deal, actually publishing with Bobby Darin, of all people, back in the day, early days of my career. This was the song, and I recorded it actually with John Lennon's band, Elephant's Memory, back in the 70s. And this, it's on my new record because it's a song that's carried through and my kids like it. And so I thought I would just play it for you acoustically and see what you think. So is
absolutely.
That cool?
Absolutely. Okay. So we have Brooksy Wells live with Janglin'.
I got something to say, I love you. Got a long way to go. Blue sky, sunny days above you, good earth down below. I can't help feeling that the times are changing. New songs jangling in my head. Can't help wanting some rearranging after all those things you said. Hey, hey. Once I was a dreamy lady waiting for my prince to come, and all I wanted was a pretty baby keeping me on the run. But I can't help feeling that the times are changing. New songs jangling in my head. Can't help wanting some rearranging after all those things you said. Time. I went by and I kept lying, taking it day by day. You came and you went and you left me crying, taking the easy way. But I can't help feeling that the times are changing, new songs jangling in my head. Can't help want some rearranging, 'cause I got something to say. I got something to say. I got something to say. I got something to say.
Yeah, that is Brixie Wells live, and that was a track off Down Home Divas. And if people are interested in buying this album, people who are listening are like, yeah, I'd like to order that. Is there a website they can go to and order?
Yeah, they can go to brixiewells.com, or they can go to CD Baby, or they can go to Amazon, or they can go to iTunes. It should be available, I think, in all of those ways. You can get it as a download, or you can actually go to CD Baby and purchase the CD, or go to my website and I'll send you one. I really love it when people buy the actual CD. I know I'm old-fashioned, but it has all the pictures of all the women who played.
That is cool.
And all of the, you know, I like the people to get credit for what they've done.
Sure.
So
CDs are just nice. You have kind of a colorful thing in your hand. You can look through it and kind of get a setting and a feel. And
there's artwork. There's a Down Home Diva on the back that was drawn by my son's girlfriend, Julia, who's just a great artist from the University of Albany. She's at SUNY Albany.
Oh, good.
And, yeah. So it's pretty cool. So the women who did the artwork, and I've had a producer who helped me with it. A lot of women supporting this particular project. So I'm very thrilled with it.
Excellent. And now your personal website is under Brooke. Now don't do an X, people. It's Brooksie. It's Brooksie, and then Wells. And your website will come up on is Brooksie Wells your website, or will it come up
on
a search?
It is. BrooksieWells.com. And actually, I'm the only Brooksie Wells in America. So if you Google me, you get me. Anyway.
That's her,
people.
Yeah. She's that pretty. She really is. That's her right there.
Right there.
All right. All right. I promise you the weather. I'm going to jump into it. It's not all good news, but I have to do it. It does get better toward the end of the week. And then we'll get into hearing. I think we're going to hear some Break the Chain. And we're going to hear this directly from Brooksie's album, Down Home Divas. Today, actually, starting tonight, in the evening tonight, there is a 50% chance of rain or snow, unfortunately. The low, however, is exactly freezing at 32. Tomorrow, the 40% chance continuing of either rain or snow, and the high tomorrow is 39, so kind of cold. Tomorrow night, though, mostly clear, low dropping to 22. I don't want to scare Brooksie. Why? Brooksie looks like she might go back to Virginia.
Trying
to pack up. Well, okay, here it gets better. Now, Wednesday, sunny. Okay, high, however, is 37. But just don't go outside. Just look through the window. Mm-hmm. It will appear nice. Just don't actually go out and feel it. Wednesday night, mostly clear. The low is 26. Thursday, however, we're seeing kind of a comeback. The high is 46, and it's sunny. And then Friday, the high is 52, and it's sunny. So if you're going to call in sick, you want to do it on a Friday this week. All right. Let me pop this in here. Now, what is the story behind
Break the Chain?
Break the Chain.
Break the Chain is a song about falling in love with the wrong person and how that happens so many times, or at the wrong time, or in the wrong situation, or the wrong circumstance. And so often, what we want to just do is break the chain, where we finally fall in love with the right person who falls back in love with us. And I want to mention that the background singer on this record is a young woman named Edie Blue, who's an up-and-coming young singer-songwriter herself. And she came and sang on the record with me. And I hope you like it. So there you go.
Break the chain. Don't love you like you love her. You don't love me like I love you. He don't love her like she loves him. And on and on and on. Another link in the chain of unrequited love. Break the chain. Break the chain. Break the chain. the link in the chain of unrequited love.
So let's Break the Chain off Brooksy Wells' album Down Home Divas, brand new. And it was just actually released. She did a concert at the South Church. And actually, if you were at that concert or if you just are liking what you hear, and I'm sure you are, you're welcome to call in. Brooksy Wells is here with me live. She's here until 3 o'clock. And if you'd like to call in and chat with us, we are at 430-9722, which is 430-WSCA, and we'd love to talk to you.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. All right. So welcome to town. I mean, what are your impressions of this area? What do you think?
Well, I love the water. Yeah. Love the water. Love the beach. We have a great house. And I have found all these wonderful places to buy used furniture. And I have furnished my house amazingly, almost all from Portside Traders, which is right there on Islington. Loved it. Mm-hmm. The guys there are so great. And I have just had a great time getting to know a few people. And when I came here to the radio station, you all were just, come on down. And I really appreciated that because I think that local participation in music especially is so important because you can't have a bigger impact if it doesn't make an impact amongst people that you're near and dear. And so I'm trying to get to know a few people. Now, I'm from the South, so I'm a little noisier and a little chatty.
We love
but,
it. We love
they don't mind. Nobody seems to mind too much. They're like, oh, a little overwhelmed by me. But but anyway, it's pretty exciting to be here. And so thanks for having me on the show and playing some of my songs. This next one that you had mentioned we might do,
Why
is a song off my album Been There, which was done in 2005 and it was nominated for a Washington Area Music Award. And I have Ricky Simpkins and Larry Williams, who plays for Al Jarreau. Ricky plays with Emmy Lou, playing on the record. And I had just gotten divorced and I was so sad and I wrote the song and I'll be honest, I made the children younger than they actually were to make the song a little more pathetic. So it's a real tearjerker. Very. And this record was a pretty country record. So even though we're in a blues station, this is a little more country. It's called Why. It goes like this. Baby's out of diapers. Oldest boys in school thought things were getting easier, but sometimes life is cruel. Took this time to tell me that you were leaving me behind. You said that you'd take care of me, that I would be just fine, and you said love wasn't enough. And I said, why? Love wasn't enough. And you said, bye. Love wasn't enough. And so I cry. Love wasn't enough. Bye. You got a new apartment. Seemed to like it fine. Big screen television. Everything still shines. You're seeing someone special And the kids don't seem to mind when you said that you'd take care of me. Baby, you weren't lying when you said love wasn't enough. And I said, why? Love wasn't enough. And you said, bye. Love wasn't enough. And so I cried. Love wasn't enough. Bye-bye. Pretending you'll come back to me is like trying to shoot the moon. It's not a happy ending when we ended it too soon. Love wasn't enough, and I said, why? Love wasn't enough, and you said, bye. Love wasn't enough, and so I cried. Love wasn't enough, bye. Love wasn't enough, bye-bye.
Yeah. I love having such an amazing live performance here. I'm getting spoiled by these phenomenal live performances. I just want to say, you know, we overlap, for those of you who listen to both shows, we overlap Seacoast Business Connection. I think this is the first time ever they haven't left. Actually, Brooksy came in, she started playing, we play them out, and this is their time. We're playing music so they can get their papers together, get organized, and get out. They just sat there and listened to the music. I thought they might be here the whole show. I didn't know if we get them out. Sounds phenomenal.
I'm glad you like it.
Now, let me ask you about your influences. Now, I define influences as, we don't have to be able to hear it in your music, but anything that's influenced you deeply as an artist. What would you consider your musical influences?
Okay, Bob Dylan. Hugely influenced by Bob Dylan. Hugely influenced by people like Delaney and Bonnie, as well as, of course, Bonnie Raitt and Linda Ronstadt and all those early singers, women singers who were folk rock singers at the time. That's what we used to call it. I don't really have a genre anymore because there's no place for you to play my record because I have horns and I have mandolin. So what do? So we've renamed it. We're calling it Renegade Acoustic.
Love it.
And
love
that's
it,
what we're calling it because we don't exactly know where we fit. So if you know where we fit, please tell us. They tell us it's Americana. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll live with that.
You know, if you keep going with Renegade Acoustic, you might just get other people identifying with, you know, hey, yeah, I think what I do is also Renegade. You might just invent a new genre of Renegade Acoustic.
I hope so. And also with Down Home Divas, what I want to express with that was I love fashion. I lived in New York. I did a lot of work in the Manhattan area doing all kinds of fun music stuff. I was in Kid Creole and the Coconuts, so it was world beat. I've done all kinds of music. And but I'm also a mom, and I'm also from the South, and so I have those influences. You ask me, it's not just music or specific individual musicians. It's also, you know, I know how to make cornbread. I know how to, you know, use one of those big steel. What are they? Oh, the frying pans. You know, the big ones. Mm-hmm. I know how to use those. But I also, you know love theater and art and want to have some that kind of edge.
It does lend a different feel because, you know, I do a blues show, obviously. Mm-hmm. So there are songs literally about cornbread. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a different feel when you have somebody singing who's never made cornbread versus if you have a personal deep attachment to it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so what I try to do is I try to take all those influences, and I've been on the planet quite a while. I'm not going to quite mention how long.
You You look young. You look really young.
Thank you. Healthy living, been clean living for a long time. So, and that'll do it, because a lot of my friends from the days when I was coming up are no longer with us because they lived hard and fast, and that happens, and God bless them. And the ones that are still around take good care of themselves. And what we like to do is... I like to put it out there that the music that I do spans many generations, and what I am hoping is that younger people can hear it and still identify with it because of the acoustic element. Acoustic carries through all generations,
and
there's no real way. Because when I came up, I remember the Moog synthesizer when it was invented, because it was invented at my college, Hofstra University.
Oh, no.
So I know when a lot of these instruments started, and I knew... I've met Mick Jagger. I mean, I know all the early rockers and stuff from the old days in New York, and they all influence the music that I do. But what really influences me is what comes from the heart. And when somebody sings from the heart, somebody like a Dolly Parton, or somebody like Adele. I think Adele is great. She's a younger artist. You hear the heart in her music. So if I can hear the heart in your music, then you can become a down-home diva. And that's kind of what I'm looking to do is spread the word of women who have edge and who have heart and who have soul and can put all that out there. So that's really my thing.
Excellent. You're like a movement. You really are.
I am. In one little 5-foot body, I'm a movement.
I love it. And by the way, Mick Jagger, if you're listening, I've got Brooksy Wells here live. You can call him.
Yeah, give me a call, Mick. Oh, and also Daryl Hall, who lives right here in the area.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Okay. I was in Kid Creole. Kid Creole and Hall & Oates had the same manager, which was Tommy Mottola. And Tommy ended up marrying Mariah Carey, if you recall, back in the day.
Okay.
She's divorced from him now. Long story. I will not go into personal details.
Right.
But I knew Daryl and John back in the day in New York. Personally, not well, but I mean, I've met them, whatever. And there's a lot of people from that whole Philly, you know, soul, blue-eyed soul coming up this direction and living here because it's so pretty. So,
it is. Uh-huh. It's a beautiful area. We're very lucky. Lucky. Now we got Brooksy Wells, too. All right. We're going to play, how about a little Parallel Park? This is off Down Home Divas.
Awesome.
Do you want to talk about this a little
bit? Yeah. Parallel Park is a song. I met this guy, and also I was single for a while, older, and it was really hard. I'd been married for 20 years, had two beautiful children who were both in college, stay in school, and they're doing really well. But I got single, and I was like, what am I going to do? And I met someone, and I realized that I didn't want someone to make me better. I wanted someone to enhance my life. And so the idea of the song is that it's good to be with someone, but I'm okay by myself. And I want this to be on that show Car Talk, because it's called Parallel Park. And so just you'll see where the little clip that they could put on Car Talk. So
all right,
okay.
You're not my savior, I know, saint. Don't come here on your big white horse, expecting me to faint. I don't want rescue, cause I'm good on my own. I could really use someone now that winter is coming on. But I gonna love me till the end. I could really use you're gonna love me till the end. I could really use someone to help me smile again. And maybe, baby, maybe, baby, baby, maybe, baby, I really don't need a friend. I got friends, they're gonna
So that was Parallel Park, and that was Fixie's newest album, Down Home Divas. And you can pick that up. You can get the CD version at CD Baby. You can get it practically anywhere that you can get music. You can download it. It's also on her website, which is www.brooksiewells, B-R-O-O-K-S-I-E, Wells, W-E-L-L-S.com. And I have her live. Yes. So if you'd actually like to call in and say how amazing the music sounds, you know, or, you know, what did you mean by this lyric, or, you know, what, you can call in. She's with me until 3 o'clock, and we are at 603-430-9722, and you know that stands for 430-WSCA, and we're going to be hearing a lot of great stuff from her. We're going to hear a really, really interesting cover she does of I'm a Believer in just a bit here, so I'm really curious to hear that.
All right.
Let me ask you, though, how did you, like, literally start playing when you were little? Was there a guitar laying around your home?
No, what happened was I started piano at five.
I
trained classically till I was about 13. Mm. And my dad brought me a guitar from Mexico, a nylon string guitar, and I started playing. And then it was during the time of Joni Mitchell and Joan Baez and folk singers. And I had a friend named Tommy Meckling, who still plays out some today. He's a mandolin player, but he was playing guitar at the time. And he sat me down and taught me how to finger pick, which is called a Travis pick, a very specific kind of playing, which is that kind of thing.
Right. And it's usually people learn later. Right. You learned it pretty early.
I learned fairly young. Mm-hmm. And I was 16 when I went to college. And so when I was 19, some guy came into our dorm room and said, "Hey, want to make a record?" And I said, sure. And so off I went to Manhattan, and I ended up getting signed with Chapel Music, which is one of the largest publishers in the world. Mm-hmm. The Beatles were signed with them for their publishing, and Alan J. Lerner from, you know, who wrote My Fair Lady, you know, all these, you know, was a very big publishing company. And very sadly, Bobby Darin passed away like within the year after I was signed. And so I was left without a mentor. And in those days, music, especially women, if you didn't have someone looking after you, you couldn't really keep going. So I ended up singing on other people's records, writing songs for movies, and writing with other people and that sort of thing, but didn't really develop a solo career. And after a long story, which we won't go into, when moved back to Virginia, got in a band down there, ended up marrying my drummer and having two children and staying 25 years in Virginia. And a few years ago, I decided to get back in the grown-up music business, because I had been doing children's music for years, because I had, you can't nurse and rock at the same time, okay? You just can't nurse and rock at the same time.
Yeah.
So I was doing children's music, and I went back in the grown-up music business, as I said, in 2005, called on a lot of favors from people that I knew in the business, and this is my third CD since then, and I thought I'd make one, see what happened, and then I made another one, and now I've made another one. So hopefully it's an ongoing thing. So this is a song. I do like to do songs by other people occasionally so that you know, hear them. This was written by Neil Diamond, and it was done by the Monkees, and then it was done in Shrek. But it's a song.
This is the best version right here. I can tell already.
It's very different, because it's a woman singing it. And all of a sudden, I realized this isn't like a silly, funny song. This is a very poignant, meaningful song. And it's called I'm a Believer. I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. But then I saw your face. Now I'm a believer. There's not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. Oh, I'm a believer. I couldn't leave you if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. And the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. And when I wanted sunshine, I got rain. But then I saw your face. Now I'm a believer. There's not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. Oh, I'm a believer. I couldn't leave you if I tried. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. I'm a believer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm a believer, I'm a believer, I'm a believer, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Brooke Sue Wills live, coming I'm a believer.
Thank you so much.
All right. Now, you know what I was wondering when you were telling the story about how you started? Uh-huh. Did your parents know when they put you in piano lessons at five that you had an interest, or was it they put everybody in the family in piano lessons at five and you happened to also have an interest?
They put everyone in piano lessons at five. My mother played piano, and she felt that a young lady, I had three sisters, and I'm from the South, and we're like a Faulkner novel combined with Louisa May Alcott, Little Women.
Charm school.
Charm school. I did all of that, cotillion, you know, the whole nine yards. And we were raised that you learn to speak French and play piano and do all those things. And so I did learn piano, but piano was a solace for me. It was a place to go to escape, to just be by myself and to do my own thing, and I just loved it. But classical piano is very different than playing guitar. So songwriting is a different part of the brain for me. It's more right brain, and the other classical is more left brain, where I have to read the music and pay attention. So one is more improvisational. So I ended up going more towards improvisational. I write on piano as well as guitar.
Oh, you do?
I do. But it's a very different thing. It's much more fluid, and I'm not a great player. It's not my thing. I mean, I can play, but it's I always hire the like really fine players, like the women on my record. Lisa McCormick, who is from Brattleboro, Vermont. She's got some wonderful records out, CD play, and she's one of the face of Guitar Tricks. Mm-hmm. So you can hear her stuff. She's just really incredible. I had Ruth Winant, who is one of the best slide guitar players
I've ever heard.
Yeah, yeah. She's awesome. And we'll hear her on the next song, I think, Schoolgirl Crush.
Schoolgirl Crush.
She's awesome. She plays in New Zealand a lot. She tours. She represents women in blues all the time. She's an amazing woman player.
Excellent. But all they're playing, you wrote in your head. So they're playing the things that you wrote.
Yes. It's all original material on the record.
So you write for all the instruments.
I write for all the instruments. But they really write their own parts. That's what I'm saying. It's more improvisational. I write the track. In other words, I go down and do what's called a guitar vocal. You go in the studio and you cut, just like what we're doing now. Mm-hmm. And then I send that to them, and they kind of work on the arrangement for themselves, like what they think will fit and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I work with Julian McBrown, who has Hidden Drive Studios in Brattleboro, Vermont. He and I have been making records together since we were like 20. We've always made our records together. We were in Kid Creole. We went together a long time. And but all the players really kind of decide their own parts, and I let that be improvisational. So it's really a group effort. And sometimes Lisa McCormick also will do an arrangement, and some of the songs have a little more arranging. And then the horn player was Heather Hayes. She is incredible. She also plays drums and guitar. She's an amazing blues player. And she's from California, now living in Washington. So I just got lucky, and I looked for you guys. I looked for women who are in our business. There aren't that many of us, and if you look hard, you can find some players that kick butt and are awesome. So that's really kind of how that all went down.
All right. This is Schoolgirl Crush off Brooke Sue Wills, Down Home Divas.
Schoolgirl Crush. with a man I just met. He looks pretty cute and he acts pretty cool, but I don't really know him yet. He's acting like he likes me, he treats me really sweet. I know it's too soon to tell, my heart just skipped a beat. I got a schoolgirl, schoolgirl, schoolgirl crush on me. Schoolgirl, schoolgirl, schoolgirl crush on me.
So that was Schoolgirl Crush. That's off Down Home Divas by Brooksy Wells. And Brooksy Wells is still here with me live.
Hi.
And we're going to hear some amazing live music. You're welcome to call in as well if you're a complete stranger or a hardcore fan or a family member listening online or just about anyone. You can give us a call. We're at 603-430-9722. I think Brooksy would be happy to hear from you.
I'd love to.
All right. Oh, let me bring you this quick announcement from our community calendar, and we'll get back into talking with Brooksy. This is from the City of Portsmouth Community Newsletter. The Senior Services Office at Portsmouth City Hall hosts tea and cookies on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., where seniors can share ideas about senior services in Portsmouth. Outside of office hours, appointments, and personal visits can also be made by contacting Bryn Shute, Senior Services Coordinator, at 603-247-9531 or at bshute, and that's being spelled B-C-H-U-T-E. So B-C-H-U-T-E at cityofportsmouth.com. All right. All right. Brooksy, you know what? I'm looking at your gorgeous guitar, mm-hmm. too, and I'm just wondering about it. Did you have, it's kind of, for those of you out there, you know, obviously can't see it, but it's traced in mother of pearl, so there's this thin line of mother of pearl that goes all around it, mm-hmm. and there's something different about the tortoiseshell panel, too. It almost looks custom made with the tortoiseshell, and there's a kind of a dragon motif at the very end, near the frets.
Well, it's a Blue Ridge. I got it in Dahlonega, Georgia, mm-hmm. and it's Brazilian rosewood.
Oh.
And so it's a very...
Oh, that's not a dragon. I'm sorry.
No, it's
a vine.
It's a vine, but yeah. it's a really
It's gorgeous.
It's a beautiful guitar. And I was, Blue Ridge makes some really interesting instruments. They do a lot of work for bluegrass players. And I was in Dahlonega, Georgia, and I went in there. And a lot of times their instruments, of course, run about $600. And I'm thinking, well, I'll see if I see something I like. Because I play a Gibson J50, which is a 1960 Gibson, gorgeous piece of wood that I've had since I was 16 years old. But it's big for me, and I've been looking for a guitar. And I went in, and I was thinking I'd be paying less than $1,000. Of course, I picked the one guitar that's over $3,000. Like, oh my God. But I just threw my card down because I said, you know what? I got to have that instrument. And it records beautifully. It's got a great sound to it, a lot of warmth. And I call it my Joan Baez guitar because she, it just looks like she might play this guitar. So I've really enjoyed using it in the studio, and it's been a lot of fun. So I'd like to talk a little bit about a record I did after I did Been There, which was
sure.
in 2005.
Sure.
I was teaching piano at a store called Classic Axe, which is mostly a guitar store in Haymarket, Virginia. And I met this guy named Mike Trella, who was in a band, a couple of different bands, youngster to me. He was young. He was in his late 20s. And I was thinking, you know, my son's coming up in a band, and I'd like to maybe do a record with people that were a little older than he was, but a little younger than me. And so Mike helped co-produce this next record called Anything But Love. And it was more of a rock effort, a little bit more, and the style was a little different. He was very respectful of my old school sensibilities, so I got to give it up. And I had people like Fast Eddie Galvin, who plays with B.B. King, played harmonica. But then they'd go in with Mike, who's used to making records in little teeny pieces, the way young people do now.
Right, right.
And we do like full tracks, like come in, and Mike mm-hmm. was in the studio, and I said, you know, Eddie's going to come in and cut the harmonica part, and he's going to have you hit the red button, and he's going to play the whole thing, and he's going to say, do it again, and then he's going to play it again, and then he's going to be done. And Mike's thinking, really, that's not going to happen. Sure enough, exactly what happened. And after we'd finished like five tracks in an hour, yeah. Mike said, hey, Eddie, would you play on my record? So that kind of worked out. It was kind of cool. But this is a song that Mike did a very different kind of arrangement of it. And I loved it. It's not an arrangement that I would have done, but I loved it. This song's called Talk to You. I want to talk to you about love, talk to you about history, talk to you about God, talk to you about mystery. I want to talk to you when the night falls. I want to talk to you about nothing at all. I want to be with you tonight, feel your arms around me. Be with you tonight. So glad you found me. I want to be with you when the night falls. I want to be with you. I want it all. I know you've had a lot of lovers, and some have wounded your pride. But you ain't never been with someone like me, someone with nothing to hide. I know you had a lot of heartache. Yeah, but that was in the past. And it's too late for me to be your first love. I just want to be your last. I know you've had a lot of heartache. Yeah, but that was in the past. And it's too late for me to be your first love. I just want to be your last. And I want to talk to you about love, talk to you about being free, talk to you about life, talk to you about you and me. I want to talk to you when the night falls.
I want to talk to you about nothing at all. Yeah, about nothing at all. Yeah, about nothing at all.
Thank you.
The studio audience of one, or there'd be roaring applause. But this is Brixie Wells.
Hi.
And she performed recently at our own South Church, which just goes to show what excellent quality music we're getting just in our church venues. And that's near Market Square in Portsmouth.
And I'll be at Book and Bar, by the way.
Oh, you will?
On December 14th, I'm going to be playing at Book and Bar. So please come down if you haven't met me yet. Love to meet you because I'm your new neighbor if you live here in town. And I wanted to mention my fiancé, Tom Gross, is the new chief flight surgeon for the Air National Guard here. And that's at Pease. And he'll be working with a lot of our military personnel who fly, and they're doing a lot of really important search and rescue work in New Hampshire in particular, which I think is kind of awesome that the New Hampshire Guard are being selected to do some really, really important work for, you know, things like if there's an earthquake or, you know, things that are going on
nationally.
Natural disaster type stuff. Mm. So it's really important to honor our veterans today because it is Veterans Day. And it's also important to know that a big part of our community here is military, and they're here, and sometimes it's hard to mix the groups together. You know, people, you know, who, and I'm an old hippie from way back, but my dad was a lawyer in the Air Force, and when I was little, and then he went on to become a Unitarian minister. So you just never know. It's really good to mix things up, and this town has so many interesting kinds of people. So I'm really glad to have the opportunity to mention Tommy, because he's sort of the reason I'm here. He loves Portsmouth. He's loved it for years and wanted to live here. So that's kind of why we're
here. Excellent. Well, I'm hoping we can dedicate a song, maybe a love song to Tommy, and then another song maybe to the veterans out there.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
All right. Okay. But you know, I was going to ask you, now I'm really curious about this. When you're conceiving of your original music, where do you go physically? Do you have a place that you go to?
Well, I was going to tell you about that. In fact, on one of the songs, True Love, which we're going to do, I have a muse. I really believe I have a muse that comes to me. And it's like the old-fashioned Greek muse concept, which is, it just hits me. And when the muse isn't there, there's not a lot I can do about it. And it's not my fault if the song's bad. It's the muse's fault. So I have felt it come on, and sometimes it comes strong. The craft comes in writing a second and third verse. I mean, you have to have a craft ability as well. My degree is in English, and I went to theater in English. So I really have a high respect for language and for alliteration and things like that. So I work hard on that part as well as, and lyrics are really a big part of what I think I'm about. I think I have a story to tell. I have something to say to people. That's why that first song, which was from when I was real young, and I still have the box that says Bobby Darin Music and Janglin'. I wrote that when I was just young, but I still have something to say. So the lyric is how you express that, and the muse comes from who knows where, but it does hit, and sometimes it hits hard, and sometimes it takes a few years for the song to finish. So that's kind of how that works for me.
Excellent. And do you write the music before the song, or do you write the lyrics?
It just depends.
It's
usually a hook, but that song, True Love, are we doing that one next by any chance?
We can.
Could we? Because the reason why is that what happened, I was going to Charlottesville to see my daughter. She's at UVA. She's in her fourth year at UVA. And I was driving down there, and I literally had to pull off the road and write down the words to the song. And the whole song came all at once. I didn't have to work on the second verse. That usually doesn't happen, but the whole song came at once. And then I wrote it, and then I went home, and then the chords just appeared. And it just all came together just like that. And this is a song I'd like to dedicate to Tommy because it's how I feel. Wait, hold on. You know what I feel too? Is that I tune because I care. So let me just check this tuning just a little bit because I don't want to play out of tune for you guys. So I really appreciate your listening. I hope you're having fun.
And Tommy would be like, she doesn't really love me after
all. She doesn't love me because that C is way out and he has perfect pitch.
She just doesn't care.
It'll really annoy him. Okay, here we go. True love never changes. True love never learns. True love never ages, and true love always burns. True love's never ending, and true love always wins. And I just hope true love can find me again. I always thought that everyone should have a second chance, not to make the same mistakes or dance the same old dance. Can lightning strike the same place twice? The odds are lengthening, and I just hope true love can find me again. 'Cause true love never changes, true love never learns, true love never ages, and true love always burns. True love's never ending, and true love always wins. And I just hope true love can find me again. Well, if that genie in a bottle makes my wishes all come true, I hope to have that feeling that I always had with you. But I can't bring you back because the past has been and gone, and I just hope somebody else can come along. 'Cause true love never judges, and true love always works. True love sometimes rages, and true love sometimes hurts. But true love is the reason I keep whispering, I just hope true love can find me again. 'Cause true love never changes, and true love never learns. True love never ages, true love always burns. But true love is the reason I keep whispering, I just hope true love can find me. I hope true love can find me. I hope true love can find me again.
Oh, it's gorgeous. How beautiful is that?
Thank you.
It's true love. This is Brooksy Wells.
Thank you.
It's true love off her Down Home Divas album, her latest album. And you can get that online. You can get it on CD Babies. You can get it on her website as a download. And she is Brooksy Wells, B-R-O-O-K-S-I-E, Wells. And her website's brooksywells.com. So you might want to check that out. She's playing actually at our very own Book and Bar, which is a great place to hang out anyway. It's one of my favorite places around here.
It seemed like a fun place. And I love that they have books for sale. And I love that they have coffee and you can, you know, and you can hang
bar,
out.
A wine bar and all kinds of stuff. And,
it's a great way to keep bookstores open, you know, to add that other element. So that's kind of awesome because I think we need bookstores, even though I love things like Kindle and, you know, I love all that stuff too.
But there's something about holding a book in your hand with the illustrations. And that's actually a secondhand bookstore. You can't tell because everything's in really good condition.
Some things are new.
Some things are new, but it's very reasonable. The whole thing is extremely reasonable.
It is. It's awesome.
But, so go and see that. That's December 14th, right? Which is, what day of the week is that?
I think it's a Saturday night.
So
yeah. And it should be fun. We're going to have a good time. And I might get see if I can get somebody local to come play with me. That's another thing I wanted to mention is that if we can have, I'm looking to have as much local interaction with musicians and kind of supporting each other and getting our music out. I think it's really important. I also know that I like people to get paid for their work. I'm sort of on a soapbox and not in a bad way, but I love music to be played for fun. I think it's great, but professional musicians have to make a living. And the same way that people play football in the backyard, but they pay a ticket to go to an NFL game, it's the same with music. And sometimes it's hard to tell the difference, but it is important. I've been in this business for 30 years. And so it's just a little plug for those you know, for the that $5 for the cover is really worth it, you know, to help musicians be able to give the full time that it, that music deserves. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. And mm-hmm. I feel like with music and with all the arts, that people love, musicians love playing music. They almost can't help playing
music.
Yeah,
can't help it.
And you don't want to see society take advantage of that, because, you know, if you're saying like, you know, oh, look, we can get this person to do that because they just love doing it, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, what if we did that with every, you know, I mean, what a terrible way to treat something. Like, they're bringing the passion and the enthusiasm to it. You don't want to punish that. You want to reward it.
You want to reward it. And I understand that there is a fine line, and some music should be played for free. Some music really should.
If so, it's terrible.
Yeah, no, even if it's good. But if
yodeling should be free.
Now, there's a polka show on here. Okay, watch yourself. Watch yourself. I hear you, but no, I really do think that, and it's a little bit of a plug to professional musicians, which I am one of them. And when I, luckily I had some, you know, I've done some artist residencies. I did a lot of children's music mm-hmm. and was able to support myself just barely though. I mean, everyone mm-hmm. thinks, oh, support mm-hmm. yourself. And even people that are pretty right. well known,
yeah,
they don't.
It can be hard.
It's very
well, and
difficult.
The thing is, a venue's mm-hmm. benefit, they get, you know, an extra 50 people that wouldn't have come that are buying beer and buying hot wings and buying whatever they're
absolutely.
Buying.
Absolutely. Well, everybody benefits. And the reality is that it's just deciding to include it in your budget. Mm-hmm. It's just like deciding to get up and brush your teeth in the morning. Some things, you know, you can do without it, but it'll make your life a lot better if you do that. So I know that's a little silly, but you know
what
I'm saying.
No, it's true.
It's an important...
You don't want to stop brushing your teeth.
Yeah,
that would be
absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. All right. It is 1:59 p.m., 1 minute to the hour. You are still listening to WSCA LP. We are 106.1 FM, Portsmouth Community Radio. This is Kim Sedlak. Again, another hour of Redhead Spins the Blues, and I have Brooksie Wells with me live for it. So she's going to be playing some live music. We'll hear some music off her brand new album, and we'll be chatting with her. We've reached through some quick announcements here, and we'll get right back with her. So this is from the community calendar for chess lovers. For chess lovers or anyone who wishes to learn, the Portsmouth Public Library offers drop-in chess every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Folks are able to match their chess skills against a challenger. There is no cost to attend, and all ages and skill levels are welcome. For more information, you can call 603-427-1540 or visit them online at cityofportsmouth.com/library. And this from our music calendar, this is brought to you from the Seacoast Jazz Society, Thursday, November 14th, which I believe is this Thursday. Am I correct in thinking that? 8 p.m. at UNH Johnson Theater, Johnson Theater on UNH campus, Paul Creative Arts Center. It's presenting UNH.